a ministry commits over $2 million to aid Pakistan. Peace, freedom, and healing is still needed in Rwanda. And a greenhouse is helping to restore community in Bolivia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Flood-stricken Pakistan fears a second wave of death as aid agencies struggle to fund relief for 20 million survivors. Starvation and disease could overcome those awaiting help in the tent cities. Wayne DeYoung with the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee says they've committed over $2 million to help their partner, the Interfaith League Against Poverty, or ILAP.
We're reaching out to about 8,000 families, roughly 60,000 people, to provide them with food for 2 months and also with tents, mosquito nets, kitchen sets, cooking fuel, and hygiene kits.
They're also building a long-term response, but their team brings another dimension to food and water. They're also bringing a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. DeYoung says,
we see this as a way to demonstrate the love of Christ to people in need and an opportunity to help meet those needs and connect to people who are really having a great struggle to survive.
Next, Rwanda's President Paul Kagame has been re-elected for a second seven-year term by a 93% vote. Though Kagame has sought peace between Hutu and Tutsi tribes since the 1994 genocide, fear of dictatorship has cropped up. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says, though,
probably the reason the election was so lopsided is because it has been peaceful in the country since the genocide, and the people were traumatized. So there's been this need for some kind of stability, and I think the president has offered that stability.
After conversing with Christian leaders in the country, Tippett believes authoritarian government may be a good thing until the country matures.
The nation will come to a place where then they have to outgrow this style, and that will be a critical moment.
Then will be the time for freedom and, most importantly, healing.
If there's not a healing of a generation, then this whole thing will rise up again and one group will feel suppressed.
Keep praying wisdom for the church leaders in Rwanda. You're listening to Mission Network News. Across the Western world, where so many have grown numb to the message of Christ, ministries are struggling to reach youth in a way that will catch their interest and break down stereotypes. In the venue of Christian radio, 8CJB Global's first summer interns to Ireland faced this task of making their programming relevant. After receiving training in radio production, they produced a live broadcast through this three-week Eternal Impact program. Pray that God would plant a seed through this program. Elsewhere, drug violence in Mexico has put a stop to a lot of mission trips this summer. But Christian Resources International decided it was worth a risk to get Bibles and resources to Mexican church leaders in the Baja Peninsula. CRI's John Lowry says,
praise the Lord, we did not encounter anything. We never had a hint of a problem the whole time we were there.
The team worked in a rural area where they offered training for Sunday school teachers. CRI also provided resources for pastors of budding churches in that area.
We're hoping that they will be able to now go back and use these new advantages to really draw in some new interest and some new life to their church, and that a few years from now, they'll be full-fledged operating churches in all of these little villages where there had been none.
After providing so many resources bringing the gospel to Mexico, CRI could use more Spanish books and Bibles on their shelves. You can go to our website to send some in. And out of a 60-person town in Cochabamba, Bolivia, came a woman determined to live the gospel. Juana started a church in her community, and her commitment to her village eventually secured her election as the town's leader. Under this new role, Juana wants to demonstrate the love of Christ by building a greenhouse to grow crops to feed the children and the elderly. Bright Hope International wants to help jumpstart the program. Visit our website if you'd like to join in, too. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many other questions? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.